On one night in 1943, the RAF Lancaster bomber WF-183 has been out on its final mission. British and German lives have been changed forever. Now, at 23:30 hours, this is the return leg.
Of the 16 Lancasters from here at Worley Fen which took part in the planned 705 bomber raid on Krefeld tonight, February the 18th, 1943, 12 have returned by 11:30.
The terrific relief and elation of walking away from that aircraft after you had been on a flight. That was a lovely sensation. Everybody was talking and nobody was listening.
Looks damaged.
Oh, come on, man, get her down. Can't see the markings. It's Radcliffe, sir. Queenie.
Good shell.
Among those who have failed to return are S for Sugar. Pilot Flight Lieutenant Street, confirmed shot down over target, three parachute seen. Z Zebra, with Flight Lieutenant Fleming and his crew on their first operation, shot down, no parachutes. And O for Orange, Sam Lambert's Lancaster, unaccounted for. Tonight's operation to destroy the industrial center of Krefeld has gone disastrously wrong. These returning airmen are totally unaware that due to a combination of bad luck and stronger than forecast winds, they have bombed and started a firestorm in the market town of Altgarten instead.
Come on, inside now.
Who are you waiting for, Corporal?
Oh, Orange. Any words, sir? Sergeant Lambert's aircraft.
I know you, don't I?
I'm Sam Lambert's wife.
He's what?
We were keeping it a secret, but it's all right, sir. The group he knows now.
Oh.
Is there any word?
No, but keep your chin up, Corporal. Not too late. Excuse me.
In Altgarten, the last 2 hours have been a nightmare. It was impossible during the 23 minutes of the second wave attack to distinguish between individual explosions. 400 bombers each dropped an average of 12,000 pounds of high explosive bombs and incendiaries on the center of the town.
To the right and to the left, burning houses and great factories burning, and I heard the firestorm was a very intensive noise, like a storm. I will never forget it.
Bomb to booger it is enormous,
sir. Debriefing hut at Worley Fen. Flight Sergeant Carter and his crew, dirty-faced and red-eyed, light up and sip regulation tops of rum in mugs of hot cocoa.
There were plenty of fires to show away.
And what about the greens?
They seem to be there. The bombing were very tight, you know, compact.
Well, the old man will be pleased.
The debriefing officer notes it all down.
Less like one big fire by the time we left. We saw his sugar go down. Anyone else not back?
We've lost Zed Zebra too.
Any word of Sam Lambert?
Not so far.
Mid-upper here, sorry, mate.
Yeah, caught some flak over Holland just before the Dutch coast.
Were any parachutes?
None that I saw.
I see. Right, well, good work, chaps. You all signed your sortie report.
Yeah.
At Luftwaffe radar station Ermin on the Dutch coast about an hour ago, Unteroffizier Willy Reinecke, senior NCO, brought a wireless message to his commanding officer in the control hut.
Yes, tonight's target confirmed, sir.
Was that right? Is it Krefeld?
Just look for yourself, sir. Doesn't make sense. They marked it precisely and sent in two waves, maximum four, sir. I'm so sorry, sir.
They bombed Altgarten, the bastards.
Altgarten?
A concentrated attack.
But there's nothing there.
It must be a mistake.
What?
By the Tories. They must have thought it was somewhere else.
Take over the table, will you?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm very sorry, sir. Please, God, let his kid be alive.
Intelligence officer Leonard Longfellow steps out from the debriefing hut to get a breath of air.
Still here?
Sir.
Look, Mrs. Lamont.
He's been hit, hasn't he?
No one saw them come down, but...
Thanks for telling me.
Look, why don't you go and have a cup of tea or something? As soon as there's any news, I'll come and get you.
No. No, I'll wait for him at the cottage. Mr. Longfellow?
Yes?
When he gets back, tell him where I am.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yes, I'll tell him.
Bloody. A girlfriend of mine, M.T., her brother was an actor. He was a pilot. And she would never believe that he was killed. She just always thought he was still alive, but he wasn't. But she never gave up hope.
Cycling the 3 miles from the base to Little Worley, where she and Sam were renting a small cottage, Ruth Lambert pedals her head down against the wind.
He's not dead. He's not dead. Sam, wherever you are, don't give up hope.
Let it get down to 5,000. Help me with the wheel batters. Skip. Pilot to mid upper. Come in, Mitty.
50 years.
How close you're doing? Good man. What's the fuel situation back there?
Not good. I need to stop at petrol
station. Anybody got any sonic coupons? Can't be much further. We went over Southport 5 minutes ago. I'm sure it was Southport. It's bloody cold. Yeah.
Oh, God!
The rear turret and the tail section are swinging precariously. And rear gunner Flash Gordon, next Nottinghamshire Minor, has come forward and crouches on the floor amidships with the mid-upper gunner Binty Jones to comfort the badly burnt navigator Cohen.
He's going to be all right. Bloody rotten luck.
Christ. It'd have been better off going quick like Jimmy.
Shut up, Flash. The kid can still hear. So, you're going to be all right, Flash.
Sure you are, Coach. I just meant...
Oh, no.
A cannon shell would blow huge holes through thin aluminium skin, plus the fact if you're talking about human beings, it would just blow big holes in them, and the blood was just everywhere.
Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz was pleased with his night's work. Having shot down two British bombers as they approached the target, he refueled, took off, and shot down two more on the homeward leg. It was only the thought of the troubles awaiting him on the ground which dulled his mood.
Damn me! Werner, I'll take us up out of range.
Are you hit, Oberleutnant?
Yes.
I jumped out four times in the night time, so it's always difficult to get out. You never know where you are landing. And I told my radio operator, okay, we are going to jump to bail out now. You know this. It's a very safe procedure. I've done it already.
Open the hatch. Yes,
I have done it too. I have done it 8 times. And I don't go out.
Put away the cabin glass. And I went out and laid down on the wing. But in that moment, I remembered that I had to break the connection with my earphone and the oxygen mask. And I went again in the plane.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Then again went out and let me down over the wing, because I had to go under the tail, not to be cut off my head.
Heading out to sea.
Final joke. You said it, Christian. Shot by your own side.
Oh! Oh, that hurts.
Ah.
Crescent Exchange here. We have a top priority emergency call routed via Luftwaffe signals. Will you accept the call?
Yes, yes, please.
Anna Luisa, is that you?
Yes, August. Oh. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Are you all right? I just heard that...
Yes, we're both all right. You remembered we'd be here in her box.
Are you both there?
It's quite unharmed.
Thank God. Thank God.
Your voice is so faint.
Are you really all right?
Yes, it stopped. There was a lot of noise, but now all is in order.
Good,
Herr Oberleutnant.
I meant what I said this afternoon.
Yes.
Kiss Hansel for me. I love you as I've never loved anyone. Come in.
Emergency, sir. Sorry.
Yes, I'm coming, really. Let's see.
19 minutes to 12. The streets in Altgarten are still burning furiously. Water to fight fires is in short supply. Morphine and other drugs have run out. Medical staff tend to people out in the open areas. The hospital has taken two direct hits and is now a burning shell. Fires rage through closely packed streets of old wooden houses.
Quiet! Please, quiet, lads! Hello!
Gert Berl, fire volunteer and cousin to August Bach, climbs over the rubble of what had once been Herr Voss the tailor's shop and house.
Hello! Hello! Can anyone hear me?
Let's go, girl!
No, I thought I had something!
Be sensible, girl. Who could still be alive under that
look? I promised Hansel father I'd look after him. Have you not seen it? He's 10 years old. He might be trapped down there.
Do what you like. Be careful, girl. One slip and you'll have it all locked down on top of you.
At Wally Fenn Operations Room, only O. Orange is now unaccounted for.
He was a damn fine young officer. Why is it always the decent chaps like Sweet and Fleming who cop it, while Spibs like Lambert? Huh? I'm sorry, Longbill, it gets me riled.
Well, Lambert got shot up too, Groupie.
You heard Lambert at the briefing tonight, questioning the validity of the raft.
No.
I know LMF when I see it, Longfellow. Well, I won't stand for it, not in my outfit. Can I have a serious word with Lambert first thing tomorrow?
If he makes it back, sir.
Oh, he'll limp back. His type always do.
In some ways, Gert thought later, it was the easiest tunnel he had ever made through a bomb building. It was only when he was almost into the cellar that he found his way blocked by a large green metal barrier, 2.5 feet across and cylindrical in shape.
What have we here? Water tank. Jalebi?
Oh, Christ,
no!
In a house in Aberdeen, a man is aroused from his bed by an insistent ringing at his doorbell.
Probably Mrs. McKay's friends on the way.
Hugh MacDonald was used to calls at all hours. He was, after all, the local doctor.
Telegram, doctor.
Thank you.
Hugh?
War office.
Oh. Oh, no.
We regret to inform you.
As Dr. MacDonald handed his wife the telegram, in a bombed-out street in Altgarten, his son Ian's last piece of work was about to be put to the test.
Come on, quickly.
Oh, Herr Ball, how can I thank you?
No time to talk. We must get you out and away from here.
Is our house all right?
I don't want to frighten the boy, but there's an unexploded bomb in the rubble.
Big a bomb?
Big enough. There might be a dud, I don't know. Now, Hansel, listen very carefully. I've made a tunnel up to the surface, but you mustn't touch the sides, understand?
All right, Cousin Dad. I knew you'd rescue
us. Careful, I'll lead the way. You follow close behind.
Yes, Cousin Dad.
Come on. If it's delayed action, it could go off any second, so move quickly.
Radar station Ermin, August Bach's quarters.
This letter came for you, sir.
Thanks, Willie. It's from Paul.
Well, come on in, let's have a drink. There's a bottle of schnapps there.
I knew he'd be okay. He'd have chipped off the old block.
Dear father... Listen, he doesn't want any more food parcels. What we get on ration is perfectly adequate. What a good little SS officer he's turning out to be, eh?
Your drink, sir.
Thank you. Tell Anna Louisa I'm looking for... I'm looking forward to getting into her bed again. Everyone here says trust the Luftwaffe to get such a gorgeous little thing for a housekeeper.
Don't read any more, sir.
Dear August, I feel our life together is going to be so blessed.
My son is writing to me about the person I was going to marry, to have as a second mother to my children. I must read it all.
In the cottage in Little Worley, Ruth Lambert prepares a late supper for Sam.
I know you're going to be hungry, Sam. Better do another potato. Come on, Sam, you can do it. Don't let me down. Anyway, you can't die with that garage business to run and children to bring up. Oh, Sam, thank God. I knew you weren't dead.
At a height of 2,000 feet, Beau Orange is approaching Wally Fen.
Let's have a few more rats, Batters.
We're running on fumes if we do.
I know, mate.
There's the beacon.
Keep pushing the column, Dick, because you'll stall if I don't get up.
It's really lacking up. Well done, Skip.
I wish we had an RT set to let them know we're coming.
I don't mind arriving, it's a surprise.
Let's hope the runway is clear. We've only got enough juice for one attempt.
Anna Louisa crawled behind Gert Berl and Hansel as they wormed their way through the debris of Herr Foss's house.
Keep close to me, Hansel. Don't touch the sides. Nearly there.
I do love him, Gert.
Then you'll live happily ever after, won't you?
What was that noise?
Holy Mother. It's the bomb. It's the striker moving. Quickly!
Dr. Hugh MacDonald sits with the telegram in his hands. His wife looks into the rekindled fire. As they stare into the flames, they remember their son. But one thing they will never know. His last job for the Air Force was setting the time fuse on the 4,000-pound bomb in Foss's house. It was a job well done. Official reports produced in the next week recorded Gert Verve, 42, Anna Louisa Schmidt, 19, and Hansel Bach, 10 years, as missing. Ausgarten had, in any case, run out of death certificates, and officials had to use pages torn from children's exercise books to register the names of those whose bodies could be identified.
Pilot to crew. I'm not sure about the state of the landing gear. If anyone wants to bail out, I'll understand.
You were a very close body of seven men. You're almost like seven brothers. Everybody, in any situation of emergency, always looked after everybody else.
Get what's left of those flaps into something like landing position, that was...
Soon after the explosion in Florestrasse, rescue workers found Walter Reisman, Ausgarten's Bürgermeister.
Who's there?
That's the only Bürgermeister!
Walter had run away screaming from the town hall soon after the second wave started to bomb his town. His house had taken a direct hit. His family were dead.
I'm having a birthday dinner. Mother, would you like me to sing you something?
Christ, he's got nothing on.
What's he doing in the rubble?
Looks like he's building something around himself.
Oh, Hitler. No! 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 No!
Walter Reichmann was trying to bury himself in the rubble of his house. He would survive, die in 1961 in an asylum, reliving the bombing every day in his mind.
She's coming in straight of the door. 12 skipper.
Take a break, somewhere on the ground. Too high.
4 blocks.
That's the US.
SI, 145, skip.
Lower the gear, man. Just actually slow it down. Hold it still, Digby.
Wheels won't release. Jammed.
Try emergency air.
Okay, skip. Just hold the air bubble, I think, cockpit.
We'll never know if you don't try it.
Two greens. Gear down and lock, skip.
Too fast. Please.
113. 120.
Pull the wheel harder. Get on, you old
biscuit.
Vincey, hold tight to go in.
100. 90. Oh, God. Here
goes. Whistle it right, man. Yes. Okay, man, let's get your weight on the column.
You've got it, Skip.
Everybody break. Oh, come on, now. Get your arms down. Get down. Just one more. Yes. Cut the brakes, buddy, now!
Yes. We got all the shells! Oh, I don't know if it's real!
Where is it?
She'll never fly again.
Blood's still cautious. The umbers are
coming. Oh, God bless you, Mother Earth!
Come away from the aircraft, Buster!
Mr. Skip! 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 Am I still catch fire?
Come on, Jimmy, old man.
It's gonna be all right. Skip!
Can't leave Jimmy on his own.
Yeah. But Skip! Come on, Skip! Let me help
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy and me are coming. Mind out, Murphy. No. It's all right, I can manage him on my own.
Christ. That's it. Done. It's over. I promise you, Jimmy. I'll never fly again. Never again.
On the Luftwaffe side, it had been a successful night. They lost 8 night fighters, but they shot down 31 bombers. Another 13 bombers were lost through flak, collision, and human error. 301 Allied crewmen were lost. Of these, 68 survived to become prisoners of war. The German losses were 10 members of night fighter crews. Rudi, the radar operator, and Werner, the observer on Victor Löwenherz's Junkers 88, survived to be killed within a year flying with other pilots. Victor Löwenherz's friend, Unteroffizier Christian Himmel, had his day in court. Looking pale and thin, he told the facts he had discovered about the horrific medical experiments at Dachau. The military court knew all about them already. However, he didn't face a firing squad. He was sent instead to Brandenburg-Gordon prison, where on June the 1st, 1943, he was guillotined. Sam Lambert said nothing about the events of the night until he and Ruth were in bed. Then, in the dark, with his face turned away from her, he began to weep.
Sam.
I'm finished with it.
Don't think about it now.
God, it's funny. Oh, we were in debriefing the damnedest thing. Longfellow got a phone call from Photographic. They developed the first bombing pictures. They reckon it's not Krefeld.
What?
They bombed the wrong place. They're going to have to go back.
But if it wasn't Krefeld, well...
God knows. We flattened it wherever it was. We bombed the wrong bloody place.
In the days that followed, Sam held to his vow never to fly again. In March 1943, he had his rank withdrawn and was quietly transferred from Worley Fen to a station where he was assigned cleaning, sanitation, and refuse disposal duties. Ruth had already been posted to Scotland, but it was discovered she was pregnant. She left the WAF, and Sam and she spent the rest of the war near each other. Worley Fen is now farmland again, but from the air you can still make out the main runway. Some of the buildings still stand, in ruins, or used as outhouses or cowsheds. Sam has never been back.
What you've just heard was Joe Dunlop's adaptation for radio of Len Dayton's novel, Bomber, a work of fiction. The author, adapter, and the producers would like to point out there never was a bomber command station called Worley Fen, nor a Kroonsvig Luftwaffe airfield, nor a town called Altgarten, nor a Saturday with the date 18th of February 1943. In Bomber by Len Dayton, narrated by Tom Baker, the crew of Lancaster O. Orange were Samuel West as Flight Sergeant Sam Lambert, David Antrobus as Sergeant Ted Battersby, Jonathan Keeble as Sergeant Diggers Digby, Joshua Taub as Sergeant Kosher Cohen, Clive Hill as Sergeant Binty Jones, Ian Peck as Sergeant Flash Gordon, and Terry John as Sergeant Jimmy Grimm. Jack Shepherd played Oberleutnant August Bach. Emma Chambers, WAF Corporal Ruth Lambert. Alice Arnold, Anna Luisa. John Woodvine, Bürgermeister Walter Reisman. And Dominic Rickards, Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz. Frank Windsor played Air Marshal Sir Arthur Harris. Michael Troughton, Flight Lieutenant Terry Sweet, and Cyril Jenkins, WAF Corporal Madge Scott. Other parts were played by Deborah Berlin, Scott Cherry, Joe Dunlop, Russell Floyd, Becky Hindley, David Jarvis, Ian Masters, Don McCorkindale, Kristin Millwood, Gavin Muir, Richard Pierce, Pasco Sabido, Oliver Fenton, Caroline Strong, Eva Stewart, Joe Swash, Michael Tudor Barnes, Derek Waring, and Peter Yap. The producers gratefully acknowledge the assistance of the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, the RAF Museum Hendon, the Bomber Command Association, the Stadtarchiv Krefeld, the Gemeinschaft der Jagdflieger, and the Imperial War Museum in the making of the programme. Personal reminiscences were by Norman Abernethy, Jim Burt Smith, Ken Faithful, Wolfgang Falk, Michael Floyd, Victor Gregory, Sam Hall, Jim Harness, George Hart, Peter Hinchliffe, Alfred Huberman, Carl Ludwig Johansson, Paul Kessler, Peter Lloyd, Hamish Mahady, John Moore, Ron Pollard, Douglas Radcliffe, Eileen Richards, Peter Ridgway, Stan Saville, Peter Spoden, Harry Taylor, Alfred Thomas, Len Thompson, and Lydia Zerler. Sound design and technical presentation was by Roger Daines, Mike Efferden, and Colin Guthrie, and the production assistant was Sally Braben. Bomber was dramatised by Joe Dunlop from the novel by Len Dayton and produced by Jonathan Ruffle. The director was Adrian Bean.